with us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
On this chilly morning, can you imagine if your basement or your home was filled with water? I'm speaking of what's happened over in the Lansingburg section of Troy.
Yeah, over the weekend, a 33-inch water main ruptured, and it flooded that section of the very north tip of Troy. But there's big problems facing the city. They have about 150 miles of old water mains that they have to do something about. Some are as much as 100 years old. This one was 100 years old that cracked on Sunday. And they don't have money to do the fix-up. Troy was recently criticized in a state audit because it, over the last 5 years, it had been drawing on its water fund to balance the general budget and reduce expenses. And now they really don't have any money in the kitty to go out and replace a lot of these mains. They have to make some major changes over the next few years to ensure a sound water supply for Troy and a lot of communities that get water from Troy. They might have to resort to a bond issue. It's a pretty difficult situation ahead for them. To replace the whole system would cost, you know, $100 million. One estimate was $270 million. They don't have to do that much right away, but they do have some problems.
To the, or perhaps one of the most interesting names in New York politics is back on the scene, Zephyr Teachout.
Yeah, our state editor Casey Seiler has the story today about how Teachout's still undeclared candidacy for Congress is receiving a major boost. A majority of Democratic county leaders in the sprawling 19th congressional district, that's the seat currently held by Chris Gibson, a Republican. He's not seeking a fourth term. These county leaders have endorsed Teachout, who is a law professor and author. She was the 2014 gubernatorial insurgent who challenged Andrew Cuomo, but did not succeed, but made a lot of attention. She's trying to decide whether to run for this congressional seat. She's considering a run, and it would be a very interesting run.
And if you haven't looked at your cable bill in a while, it's going to run up.
Yes, just shortly after the state regulators have voted to approve Charter Communications' $55 billion deal to acquire Time Warner Cable, Time Warner has notified its customers that it's raising their internet and television rates. The monthly increases might be, you know, a few cents for some, but a few dollars for others. But a spokesman for the company says it has nothing to do with the merger. It was going to happen anyway. Still, it's going to leave a sore taste in people's mouths.
We've been talking with Mike Spain. He is the associate editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.